Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let it be.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? But she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the pain turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff." What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image that day"?
Nothing.
I won't let nothing, no, turn me around. No weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta call through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my crown. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no,
everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ, located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be stepping in today on behalf of Brother Brian Tansel and presenting our words of inspiration. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. We've had a lot of rain here in Riverdale, Georgia, lately. As a matter of fact, it's rained all night. But when I got up this morning, I went outside and the birds just a tweak. They're just singing. They're just singing away, thanking God for this rain. And, you know, the weather here in Georgia is so strange. It's summer today, and then it's winter tomorrow. And the grass and the birds and everybody just so confused, they don't know what to do. But the birds this morning, they are really singing God's praises, and I hope that you are as well. I want to thank you, those who have expressed, sent cards and have called and everything while I was down for just a minute. But we're back. And I want to thank also Brother Frank and Tamron Thompson in Hart, West Virginia, for sending the card. Thankful for them for doing that and others. You know, when you get up in the morning, you know the hustle and bustle, because I've tried two or three things. One is, like on a Friday, if I have to go to work, boy, I'm telling you, the traffic is just all over the place. And then when I get up on a Saturday to do the same thing, traffic has sort of slowed down because there's not many people going to work. I guess it is like it is on a Friday. And so when we think about all of this hustle and bustle and we get ready to start our day, and I'm always into this traffic thing. I'm always wanting to know, where is the traffic? What's going on with the traffic? Because sometimes I have to travel that way in what I do. And so I'm always into the traffic thing. And so when I started thinking about that, I said, let's just settle down for just a minute before all of that gets started and just read the Bible. Be quiet. But when is the last time that you just spent a day not watching TV, not watching Gunsmoke or something like that? And I know you've seen all the episodes of it. You've seen 13,000 episodes of Gunsmoke, but you still, some kind of way, you're attracted. You go and you sit to it again, or some of your other favorite programs. But when is the last time that you just pulled away from all of that? I know I do sometimes. I come down here in the basement, and I just sit, and I don't turn the TV or nothing on. And then some other people say, well, you just sitting down here in the dark, whatever? Yes, there are times when you need to find yourself, just find yourself, and not get involved in just the whole rapid run of the day. First thing you do, come downstairs, make coffee, turn on TV, get ready to go out. Just one time, you know, just spend an hour. I think what they used to call that yogurt or something of that sort, where you meditate and you do some of this kind of weird kind of things. But here's what the Bible says in Psalm 8. On a day like today here in Riverdale, Georgia, it stopped raining, but the ground and everything is still soaking wet. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and suckling hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy. Thou mayest steer the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, For thou hast ordained, what is man? That thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over all the works of thy hands. Isn't that something? God has trusted us. He's left these things in our hands. All sheep, oxen, yea, beasts of the field, fowls of the air, fish of the sea, whatsoever passing past the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how is thy name in all the earth? Then in connection with that, he said, there is beyond the Asia Blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted the skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. You cannot bypass the Bible. Out of all the people who claim that they have some inspiration from God and that God speaks to them audibly, that is not true. That is not true. Our God, who sat upon a tree, a life was willing there to give. He from sin might be free. That's one of the greatest songs. All of these songs are about nature. All of these songs are about God and what he can do. Oh, Lord, our Lord. Now, this is a great song. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. And see some of these songs, you think they just fold them in the book. But these are real songs. These are like this and said, I hear the rolling thunder. I heard that last night with rain and the power throughout the universe, this thing. When through the woods and forest glades, I wonder. And, you know, most of us probably need to do more walking than we do. That's probably a given. And some of you are close to a park or something of that sort. Drive over there sometime. Pull up in the parking lot and get out and just walk around. I'm not talking about walking no 500 miles. I'm talking about you are close to some kind of park that they've already created. Or you know a park where, you know, it's like a forest or something of that sort, like LJ or something of that sort. Let me encourage you, instead of sitting at home all day long, get in your car at least for just an hour or so and just go to the park. You don't have to walk far. Some parks got little ponds and got some water around. In fact, yesterday I was up to the church yesterday, and I was wanting to go to another town from where I was from the church. So I put in my little GPS to go to this little town. It wasn't very far, but still it's another little town. Boy, it carried me all up and down. You'd be surprised how many hills and little valleys and stuff is here in Georgia and how many little narrow roads and so. So anyway, I got this little GPS and I started going down the road and I seen this big tall truck backing up. Well, when I looked around him, there was a covered bridge, beautiful covered bridge. And these little things dangling down in the road telling you how high your automobile is for you to go where you need to go. So I seen his backup lights. So then I'm thinking, maybe I can't even go through it with my little old truck. So I pulled down there. But it was a historical, it's a historical bridge where you had to let one person go in at a time. You pull over, somebody come through the bridge, then you go through the bridge. I don't know how I would have ever run upon that bridge like that had I not gone that way. And that's why I don't fight going separate ways. You know, some people say, well, why are you going that way? You know, it helps you to go different ways sometimes because you may have to use them. And I have, because I monitor traffic all the time. And so if I'm going, if 285 is just slammed up with a wreck and things like that, I may have to go another direction. But anyway, so here I am pulling up to this beautiful covered bridge. It was some kind of monument of some sort. I never would have gone to that bridge, but I sit there for a while before I start backing up and pulling off and all that kind of stuff. I thought, okay, this is pretty neat. I know of two or three covered bridges here in Georgia that I normally go see, but I never would have found this one. The GPS just took me that way, all back to the back roads and everything to get me to the interstate. And here this was, this was a beautiful covered bridge. And so I just pulled over to the side for just a minute and just thought about nature and thought about what was going on. And so let me encourage you, change your routine some. Change your routine some. I'm not telling you to change your whole routine, but I am encouraging you somewhere and somehow, do something today that you don't normally do. Go somewhere that you don't normally go. See something that you don't normally see. Change your routine for just a few minutes. Some of us got so much routine. I mean, it's just that if somebody were to call you and ask you to go somewhere or something, you couldn't go because you, well, I got to do this at 3. I got to do this at 4 o'clock. I got to do this at 5. You know, within the time that you are up in the morning and by the time you go to bed in the evening, do something that you don't normally do. And, of course, now I'm into this health thing, so do something that you don't normally do for your health thing. But change your routine. Change your routine every once in a while. It ain't going to hurt. But I am asking you to get out in nature because it is. And being up in West Virginia, I've been up in West Virginia for quite a while, and boy, I tell you, nature is all over the place. They got some beautiful sights up there. And so around here, here in Georgia, right here in Riverdale, we go to Kenwood. It's Kenwood Park. They've carved out in some kind of little area over there. You can go over there, you can play basketball, you can play tennis. They got that you can walk all the way around. Matter of fact, it's a legal track that you can walk around. And then you can dart off into the woods just in nature. You go in one end and you come out the other end. And, of course, it depends on the time of season. Now you run across a snake or something like that. But get out and look at what God has provided. Get away from all the concrete and the mortar and the pavement and get to some dirt where God has placed it back. And so today, Father, we ask a special blessing upon Brother Brian Tenzel as he lost a job but now found a job, and now he's in transitioning with that job. Be with others who are on this call. We don't always have to, when we come to you in prayer, we don't always have to be pitiful and poor. Let us find something that you've done for us, that you've helped us through, that we've helped somebody else through. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And try to have a super duper weekend.